MT Leon for Blossom Blueza. Blossom Blueza. MTLEON.com. Blossom Blueza.
Godzina 22 za nami, przy mikrofonie Przemek Drachem, witam Was w programie Głosem Bluesa. Nasze dzisiejsze spotkanie rozpoczął Hound Dog Taylor i numer She's Gone, ten sam, który w roku 1971 otworzył pierwszą długo grającą płytę wydaną przez firmę Alligator. Teraz z okazji swoich 35. urodzin firma z logo Alligatora wydała dwupłytową składankę Alligator Records 35x35, a na niej, jak sugeruje tytuł, 35 znakomitych utworów. Więcej o tym już za chwilę, ale teraz muzycznej podróży w przeszłość ciąg dalszy. Najpierw rok 1979 i Lonnie Brooks w erze disco, a zaraz potem 1981 i Buddy Guy. Mm-hmm.
crazy, crazy, crazy. Or something tell me you just might be losing your mind. Oh, you make me think you're crazy, 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 crazy woman. Seems like to me, darling, you may be losing your mind. The way you've been acting lately, baby, now. Oh, you're about to drive me out of my mind. You know I sit in a dark room. Yes, my tears rolling down my. Sit there in a dark room. With the tears rolling down from my eyes. You know I can hear my little girl say, ooh, my father is a hurting child.
Hound Dog Taylor, to właśnie od niego wszystko się zaczęło. Kiedy w roku 1970 do Chicago przybył Bruce Iglauer, to właśnie Taylor i jego grupa The House Rockers zachwycili go najbardziej. Młody człowiek próbował wtedy przekonać swojego ówczesnego szefa Boba Coastera, właściciela wytwórni Delmark, że warto z tym zespołem podpisać kontrakt. Kiedy mu się nie udało, postanowił założyć własną firmę. Tak narodziło się Alligator Records, wytwórnia, która miała z założenia tylko i wyłącznie nagrać i wprowadzić na rynek pierwszą płytę Hound Dog Taylora. Na przestrzeni 35 lat działalności firma wydała ponad 2800 utworów. Nic dziwnego, że wybór 35 z nich na potrzeby tej kompilacji musiał być nie lada problemem. Iglauer wybrał dobry klucz. Postawił na płyty będące firmowymi debiutami poszczególnych artystów. Jeden debiut na jeden rok. Ja powiem szczerze, że nie jestem miłośnikiem składanek płytowych, ale ta jest bardzo dobra, zarówno dla tych, którzy swoją przygodę z bluesem dopiero rozpoczynają, jak i dla tych wszystkich, którzy po prostu szukają dobrej muzyki. Płyta Alligator Records 35 na 35 i z niej jeszcze dwa utwory. Rok 1985 i Roy Buchanan, a zaraz potem rok 1987 Little Charlie and the Nightcats.
Dog plays the blues. You know you get the strangest little feeling. Yeah, when that guitar plays the blues. You know your body gets a message. Yeah, your soul has got through. You know, you might even bat your eye. Yeah, you might even snatch a cry. Yeah, the feeling you're feeling within you. Well, you know, you just can't hide. You kind of bend it like that. You kind of squeeze it like this. Reach it. down inside you. Yeah, your soul, it just can't resist. Cause you get the strangest kind of feeling. Yeah, when I get the blues, the blues. You know your body gets a message. Yeah, and your soul, your soul, your soul, it's gotta move. Over. It's time to turn out the lights. You know the blues goes home with you. Yeah, that soothes you through the night. You get the strangest kind of feeling. Yeah, when a guitar plays a blues. You know your body gets a message. And your soul, your soul, your soul, your soul has gotta move. Catch on. He's just a flapping his arms and stomping his feet. Yeah, but poke toss and couldn't find the beat. Hey, the big eight man was such a pitiful sight. He couldn't cop a groove, y'all, to save his life. And I toss as mad as he can be, because Jane ran off with the chimpanzee. Ooh.
folk talk them a jungle joke. His pride was hurt, his heart was broke. Folk talk them a pretty bamboo. Yeah, he's got some running through the jungle with an attitude. One thought running through his mind. He's like a dirty, funky chimpanzee. He ain't half as much a man as me.
Utwory, jakich zawsze słucha się z przyjemnością. 35 numerów na 35 urodziny wytwórni Alligator. W sumie ponad 145 minut znakomitej muzyki. Ale blues, soul i muzyka gospel to nie tylko wielkie wytwórnie, to także zespoły i artyści, którzy swoje płyty wydają własnym sumptem. Właśnie w taki sposób na rynek trafiłem debiutancki krążek nowojorskiej formacji The Brooklyn Boogaloo Blowout. Płyta Who Burned the Bacon?
Thank you.
The Brooklyn Boogaloo Blowout to grupa nowojorskich session manów, znakomitych muzyków, którzy na co dzień w różnych studiach razem z wielkimi nazwiskami show biznesu nagrywają znakomite płyty bluesowe, soulowe, jazzowe, rzadziej rockowe. Razem postanowili nagrać krążek, który będzie ukłonem w stronę złotej ery klasycznego soulu lat 60. Połączyli bluesa, soul, funky i czerpiącą korzenie z muzyki latynoamerykańskiej, muzykę boogaloo, i nagrali znakomitą płytę, nad którą od numeru pierwszego do ostatniego unosi się duch legendarnego już zespołu spod znaku instrumentalnego soulu lat 60. zespołu Booker T and the MGs. Formacja The Brooklyn Boogaloo Blowout i ich debiutancka płyta Who Burnt the Bacon.
Attention.
Soul Drums, tak nazywał się ten numer, na perkusji Tommy Mason. Ukłon w stronę muzyki Boogaloo i klasycznego soulu lat 60. Formacja The Brooklyn Boogaloo Blowout i ich debiutancka płyta Who Burned the Bacon. Opowiadając o tym zespole, wspomniałem nazwę Booker T and the MGs. Oryginalny basista tej właśnie formacji, Donald Duck Dunn, znany też choćby z występu w filmie The Blues Brothers, jest producentem płyty, która teraz leży przede mną. Kolejny świetny debiut. Zespół nazywa się The Hellhounds, a ich płyta to Halfway Between Somewhere and Nowhere. Jeżeli macie wyrozumiałych sąsiadów, radzę dać to troszeczkę głośniej.
Like I'm melting my heart.
Jeśli Blues Traveler mogli stać się gwiazdami, to The Hellhounds będą mega gwiazdami. Tak po wysłuchaniu płyty Halfway Between Summer and Nowhere napisał Dick Waterman, fotograf, producent i menadżer, postacie bardzo szanowana w środowisku bluesowym. I rzeczywiście ich muzyka jest surowa i bardzo agresywna. I mimo, że od razu budzi skojarzenia z produkcjami Fat Possum i brzmieniem północnej części stanu Mississippi, jest autorska i świeża. Dla tych, którzy swoich płyt lubią słuchać się nieco głośniej, formacja The Hellhounds i ich debiutancka płyta Halfway Between Somewhere and Nowhere.
I don't smoke that stuff, you never get enough. I don't smoke that stuff, you never get enough. I don't smoke that stuff, you never get enough. I don't smoke that stuff, you never get enough. Out the shoe, get a spoon, and then you put a wrench inside. You mix it up with the water and soda, and then you get some fire. You heat it up until she rolls, and you watch the oil slide. You pull it with your slippery knife, you're jonesing all inside. Oh, you heat it up until your soul is gone, so easy to do. You're gonna meet the nicest people when the bag's on you. I don't smoke that stuff, you never get enough. I don't smoke that stuff, you never get enough. Smoke that stuff, you never get enough. I don't smoke that stuff, you never get enough. Not everybody wants another, baby, one will just not do. Hours turn to days, you know the stuff I got a hold on you. It's not like a 50 call down, baby.
You might not never come back.
I don't smoke that stuff.
This crack is way.
Kolejny interesujący debiut. Formacja The Hellhounds i wyprodukowana przez Donalda Dana płyta Halfway Between Somewhere and Nowhere. Harmonika ustna, gitara, bas i perkusja. Do obsługi takiego zestawu potrzeba zwykle co najmniej czterech osób. Adolphus Bell jednak znakomicie radzi sobie z tym w pojedynkę. Zresztą niech sam o tym opowie człowiek orkiestra Adolphus Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the One Man Band Show. I am the band, the only man in the world who's drum with his feet. Play the guitar with his hands. Sing, talk, all at the same time. I'm going to introduce my band. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the One Man Band Show. I'm the only man in the world that beat drum, play the guitar, sing, talk, harmonica all at the same time. That's a band. So I'm going to introduce my band right about him. On my right, what's your name, brother? Fred. Fred. Yeah. Where you from, Fred? Georgia. Huh? Georgia. Georgia. Down home, man, we don't call it Georgia. We call it Georgia. Georgia. Yeah, all right, all right. I got another cat in my band. Beat the drum. By the way, man, what's your name? Jimmy, 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 hey, where you from, Jimmy? Sydney, huh? Sydney, Sydney, down home, we don't call it Mississippi, bro. We call it Sipper for short, Sipper for short. Yeah, all right, all right. Can you spell it, brother? Yeah. Can you spell Mississippi? Hell yeah. Spell it, brother. M-I-S-S. I-S-S. I got the P-P, y'all. Ah. Ah. Yeah, you Mississippi, all right. P-P-I. Yeah. All right. I got one more cat in my bank. By the way, brother, he played a guitar. What's your guitar name, brother? Pawn Shop. Huh? Pawn Shop. Pawn Shop, yeah. Where you from, man? L.A. Oh, ask him where he was born at. What'd he say? Ask him where he was born at. Alabama. Huh? The lower Alabama. The lower part of Alabama. All right. L.A. remind me about Los Angeles. Love all. Lost America. I got to have a taste. Guitar one time. Tape! Tape! Guitar. Show. I just want to take out time to introduce my band to y'all. Now don't forget, the world's greatest. Now I know a lot of cats out there trying to do what I do, but they ain't gonna beat me doing it because I've been doing it for 35 years and no one did it for 6 months. Introduce the band, y'all.
Of y'all. I got an Alabama woman. She know how to treat me. I got an Alabama woman. She knows how to treat me. Them collard greens and cornbread every day. And Lord, she got them black eyed peas in the way. And when I come home, I say, baby, where you been? Her bed made up, kitchen smelling good, children out there in the hood, and getting themselves a good deal. I like an Alabama woman. They know how to treat me. She keep my house clean every day. Children's half fed. When I come off the road, she's looking good. She don't fuss with me neither. That's what I like about that woman. It gives you blue. I can't help it, y'all. I've been in New York, Ohio, all across country. But them Bama women suit something to me. Said, baby, you just wait until I see you. I don't care what part of Bama, as long as you're from Bama.
Adolphus Bell przyszedł na świat 62 lata temu w miejscowości Birmingham w stanie Alabama, w miejscu, które jest domem co najmniej kilku bardzo dobrych śpiewaków gospel. Jego ojciec zmarł na 2 miesiące przed jego urodzeniem, także już od najmłodszych lat Adolphus jako półsierota musiał ciężko pracować, żeby się utrzymać. Kiedy miał 20 kilka lat, podjął decyzję, że od dziś na życie zarabiać będzie muzyką. Zaczął śpiewać, grać na harmonijce, gitarze, perkusji i basie. Jako człowiek orkiestra na przestrzeni lat przeżyłem mnóstwo przygód na początku lat 70., na przykład kiedy grał w publicznym parku w Atlancie dwóch rasistowsko nastawionych, no i całkiem głupich policjantów. Aresztowało go za zakłócanie porządku publicznego. Dopiero interwencja sporej grupy mieszkańców u samego burmistrza doprowadziła do zwolnienia Adolphusa z więzienia. Teraz za pomocą fundacji Music Maker Tima Duffy'ego Adolphus Bell nagrał tę piękną płytę One Man Band, czyli po prostu człowiek orkiestra. Adolphus Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question out there tonight. Have you ever been in love and you
you thought you could get over that love real quick in 2 weeks, a month. And then you never thought that you'd be sometime have to cry before you get over that love. And you may have to even sometimes get violent over that love, and you've been had it for about 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say. When you lose the one you love, your heart goes through changes, especially sweet memories still hold that thrill. Just when you think the pain is all gone, don't fool yourself, 'cause here's the deal, that's the way love works. You got to hurt before you heal. I wanna say it again, that's the way love works. You got to hurt before you heal. Yes, you do. You're gonna cry. Oh, you're gonna cry when the tears, they may stop falling all down your face, but they're still falling down your heart. You never know how long the wound takes to heal. It might take months, it could take years. That's the way love works. You got to hurt before you heal. Yes, you do. Just when you think the pain is all gone, don't fool yourself, 'cause here's the deal, that's the way love works. You got to hurt before you heal.
Just what I want, 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 want. I'm gonna get that fucking drummer song one time. Drummer! Yeah! Who's that drummer over there with the one man band? Huh? Who's that drummer with the one man band? He's doing all by himself, y'all. Money don't buy everything, it's true. This is something that we all can use. We need some money. We need some money, y'all. That's what I want, 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 y'all. That's what I want. Give me some money. Lots of money. My woman put me in jail for child support. Told the judge all I did was smoke dope. My woman put me in jail for child support. Told the judge all I did was smoke dope. I said, Judge, it seemed to me that woman don't want me on the street. And I tried to con the judge. I told the judge what I said. I said, Judge, I don't make no money on the what? I can beg, borrow, and steal. Don't make no money on the what I can beg, borrow, and steal. I said, Judge, Your Honor, suppose I fail. Judge said, Son, I'm gonna put your black ass in jail. I think you better talk to her. You know, I try to do it to you. You understand what I'm saying, son? He said, pay $50 a week. So don't you think that's cheap? I said, Judge, suppose I fail. The judge said, one man band, you got to go to jail. My woman put me in jail for child support. Told the judge, all I did was smoke dope. I said, Judge, you seem to mean that woman don't want me on the street. Make me want to play the blues. Oh, Lord. To pay $50 a week. So son, if you think that's cheap. I said, Judge, suppose I fail. The judge said, Son, I got to put you in jail. My woman put me in jail for child support. Told the judge, all I did was smoke dope. I said, Judge, you seem to mean that woman don't want me on the street. Come on, baby, I'm gonna do it right, baby. I'm gonna get me a job and pay child support.
Adolphus Bell i wydana przez Fundację Music Maker płyta One Man Band, czyli po prostu człowiek orkiestra. Zupełnie inne, bo też dużo mocniejsze brzmienie i to tradycyjne zespołowe podejście do muzyki preferuje gitarzysta Albert Cummings. Jego nowa płyta to Working Man Blues.
Well, it's a hard job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Well, I've been a working man damn near all my life. Well, I keep on working as long as my 2 hands are fit to use. Well, I drink my beer at a tavern, I sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, I keep my nose to the grindstone, work hard every day. I go out on the weekends after I draw my pay. Well, I keep on working, gonna find my kid a brand new pair of shoes. Drink a little bit that evening, I'll sing a little bit of these working man blues. Sometimes I feel like leaving, I do a little bobbing around. I throw my bills out the window, I catch me a train to another town. I keep on working, Monday morning I'm right back with the crew. Well, I drink my beer that evening, I'll sing a little bit of this working man blues. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Your hair let down. Sure is nice to see you
dancing around. Well, I've seen a lot of girls, oh, but they're just not the same. As I look around this room, baby, you put all the girls to shame. You know a girl like you, it's so hard to find. I'd love to know what is on your mind. Well, I've seen a lot of girls, oh, but they're just not the same. Well, as I look around this room, you put all the girls to shame.
Albert Cummings nie mógł wymyślać lepszego tytułu dla swojej nowej płyty. To rzeczywiście bardzo pracowity człowiek. Na co dzień, oprócz grania na gitarze, pracuje jako stolarz. A budowane przez niego domy cieszą się dobrą sławą w branżowych periodykach. Muzyką zainteresował się już jako mały chłopiec, ale na początku była to muzyka country. Kiedy miał 12 lat, zaczął grać się na banjo i dopiero 4 lata później, pod wpływem nagrań Stevie Ray Vaughana, wziął do ręki gitarę. Albert Cummings to też żywy i chodzący dowód na to, jak ważną imprezą w bluesowym świecie jest słynny International Blues Challenge w Memphis, największy na świecie konkurs dla bluesowych zespołów. Cummings występował tam kilka lat z rzędu i mimo, że nigdy nie wygrał, to właśnie tam usłyszeli go włodarze firmy fonograficznej Blind Pig i zaproponowali kontrakt płytowy. Ten krążek Working Man Blues jest jego drugim efektem. Płyta Working Man Blues, właśnie Albert Cummings, jeszcze dwa razy.
You hate me for loving you, baby. Guess I've driven you away from me. You hate me for loving you, baby. I guess I've driven you away from me. Now I try so hard, baby. Just to let you be. All my years, baby, I never felt the way I do. All my years, darling, girl, I swear I never felt the way I do. I don't know what it is about you. Never feel the same. Life goes on, baby, and I'll never feel the same. Yeah, baby, I'm still crying every time I hear your name. Thank you.
around here, baby. A woman said you'll find yourself down. Come here, baby. A woman said you'll find. I need to talk to you, Don, about all these rumors going around. You know I know what I saw, baby. You and that other man the other night. All, baby. You and that man the other night. Now you're trying to tell me nothing's wrong, baby. You know that just ain't right. You try so hard to tell me, baby, but I don't believe a word. You try so hard to tell me, but I don't believe a word. Guess it goes right along with all these rumors that I've heard.
Przyjemne gitarowe granie. Albert Cummings i jego nowa płyta Working Man Blues. Nasze dzisiejsze spotkanie zaczęliśmy wraz z dużą wytwórnią i razem z taką je zakończymy. Chicagowski Delmark wydał niedawno nowy krążek jazzowego saksofonisty Ernesta Dawkinsa i jego grupy New Horizons. Ensemble krążek nazywa się The Messenger Live at the Original Velvet Lounge i to właśnie za jego pomocą, oczywiście w bluesowym nastroju, powiem wam dziś dobranoc. Na saksofonie Ernest Dawkins, na trąbce Maurice Brown, Going Downtown Blues. A ja dziękuję wam za uwagę. Przemek Drachem, do usłyszenia za tydzień.
Sad time is my time. See, I always wanted to go downtown. Sad town is my town. See, and I'll tell you what this song is about when I sing it. I always wanted to go downtown. So I grew up on the south side. And we always wanted to go downtown. See, none of you young people knows nothing about this stuff. But see, when I was coming up, we didn't necessarily want it downtown, you dig what I'm saying? So a lot of people would have to go to 47th Street, 51st, 63rd Street, all them other streets, until about 1965. So it's like been a lot of dues been paid you to go downtown these days. So, you know, I met a lot of people over the world and artists and different things, and they told us that we not just musicians, we not just artists, but we carry the legacy of the music. And we have to edutain. So we have to entertain, but we also have to explain certain things about this music, other music, different social situations. You dig what I'm saying? Like when we started, we faced the East. 'Cause we don't want nothing to do with that damn East. You dig what I'm saying? So we faced the East. Cleanse the room because the music is spiritual. The music got the legend and the DNA of all the people that went before you and gonna come after you. So if people think just born and they so good at what they do, it took the people before you and it's gonna take the people after you to see the job through. Y'all come on now, kick me, kick me, kick me. We'll be right back.
Bobby's Brown, Steve Berry on trombone. Each one have to teach one. Swap, wop, wop, wop. Start up. Spoop, loo, doo, dib, it, dib, it. Spit, booby, double, booby, double, doo, wop. Swap, wop, 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 wop.
Glassom Blueser. Glassom Blueser. MTLEON.com. Glassom Blueser.